We're middle of Simon Reish Yud Ches. We're up to Sif Tes. Zok the Mechaber Yesh Aimrim She'enim Mevarach Al Nes. We saw over here that when a person goes by a Mokum where a Nes happened, he says Baruch She'osli Nes V'Mokum Hazeh, or if it happened to his father, or it happens to his Rabbi Muvik Chedayme. So Yesh Aimrim She'enim Mevarach Al Nes El B'Nes Shehu Yoytzim Minig Ha'Olam. It has to be a Nes Shelo K'Derech HaTev. Avol Nes Shehu Minig Ha'Olam V'Teladitoy K'Goyim Shebo Ganavim B'Layda. He had a robbery at night. There were armed robbers and they could have killed him. Vinitzel. And he was saved. Mishabura learns, he's medayik this from Abu Dram. Vinitzel means he was saved. Vaita keder chateva. In other words, he was screaming for help and they got scared and they ran off. Or people happened to pass by and they came in and they got scared off and they ran away. So here, even though he was in a matzav of sakonas misa, but what happened wasn't extraordinary. So in such a case, you don't make a bracha chayotze b'zeh einachai of the varach. There are those that say no. At the end of the day, you are nitzel mimavus l'chayim. You do make a bracha, and the hachroz of the mechaber v'toyv levarach b'lo yaskar shem malchus. In such a case where it was b'derech hateva, you make a bracha b'li shem malchus. However, Sharatzim brings down the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham learned that even if the hatzala was b'derech hateva, but if the tzara was shaloi k'derech hateva, for example, an animal pounces on someone, so that's not a normal happening. Ganovim coming at night, that's something which is in the realm of normal. But Stam Achaya comes out of nowhere and attacks someone, that's something which is not Kederech HaOlam. Even though he was Nitzel, Kederech HaOlam, people came and scared off the Chaya, Magen Avraham holds, in that case, it's considered a Nes and you would make a Bracha. However, Zog the Mishnah Brura, this that we're saying that it has to be a Nes Gomer, that's Davke B'negei, the Bracha She'osli Nisan, She'osli Nes Mokam Hazeh. But b'shas this nes happened, that he was saved in Mavus L'chaim, even though it wasn't Shaloi K'derech HaTeva, Birchas HaGoyim you still have to make. Because in Birchas HaGoyim we're not makbid that it has to be a nes gomer. By the Bracha She'osli Nisim, there it has to be a nes gomer. So Mela, in such a case where a person had an armed robbery at night, and he was nitzim Mavus L'chaim, B'derech HaTeva, he made a racket and they ran away, so he wouldn't make a bracha every time he comes back to this place. But he would have to make a Birchas HaGoyim. The Yesh Cholkim hold that even if the Atzala wasn't extraordinary, but still, Hayoisi was in the Matzav of Sakone, if not for the Atzala, it's considered a Nes. And therefore, Hayoisi, if armed robbers came and he was in the Matzav of Sakone, even though Lemaise, the reason they ran away because he screamed or because people came by, is not something so extraordinary, but Lemaise, he got out of a Matzav of Sakone. So therefore, he has a Chi of the Hoydis to their Bainu Shloilim, that he brought about the shluchim at the proper time. In other words, the people didn't have to come by punk them, or the person didn't have to get scared because he screamed. The Baruch Shem made that it happen. So according to this shita, every single time he comes to this place from shloishim yom to shloishim yom, he would have to make a bracha. Dr. Mishnah Brura, if someone had a stone that fell on his head, or he was run over by a heavy wagon, which b'derech hateva he should have died, and he was nitzel. So every time he comes to this place, from shloishim yom to shloishim yom, he makes a bracha. Now in this last case that we just mentioned for the Mishnah Brura, if a stone fell on his head, which b'derech hateva he should have died and nothing happened, in this case he makes a birchas she'asa nisim l'chaladeis. Even according to the first day that holds, that you need a Nez Gomer, this is considered a Nez Gomer, because under normal circumstances, he should have died from such a hit on his head, or from such an accident. And if he didn't die, that's considered a Nez Gomer. Mishabura has another case, if a rock fell samuch l'roishe, it just barely missed him, or a piece of metal went into him, just missed his eye, and a Nez happened. It didn't fall on his head, it didn't get stuck in his eye. So according to the first day, for sure you don't make a bracha, because the ma'aser is not considered a nes gomer. When it hit you on the head, such a bang, which under normal circumstances would have killed someone, and punk didn't kill him, that's a nes. That's a nes gomer. But if it never hit him, that's not a nes gomer. However, the day of Shniya, Mishnah Brura is mitzadet efshe shemavarchim. He's not even sure, because the day of Shniya held that if a person was in Sakoni, he had an armed robbery. So he was in a matzav of Sakoni right now. What saved him wasn't something so spectacular. He screamed and they ran away, or people came running. So it's a gevaldige hidah to the Rebbeinu Shem that he made people come punct at that time. But it's not something that's shaloi k'derech hateva. So there, the second day it says, Soif Chol Soif, you make a bracha. But here, the Maisi, you were not in a Makam Sakana. Hayois, the Evan never hit you. It could have hit you, but it didn't hit you. So Mele, Mishwur is Mesupak. He says, Adei Yishniya, Efshe Shem Mevarchim, Ki Kol Adam Shekarev, Ladova Sheyesh by Sakana, Venitzel Mevarch. So he's Mesupak. So the Achraz of the Mishabur is that you make a bracha b'li Shem Malchus. Be'alocha brings from the Magen Avraham and the Goyin, they're both matmiya on the second day over here in the Shulchan Aruch. Why do they hold that you make a bracha sh'asu l'nisim in a case when it was derech ha-teva? Oy bazoi, every woman who gives birth should make a bracha sh'asu l'nisim. And her kids should make brachas also, because if an S happens to your mother, you make a bracha. What's pshat? Zogdu be'alocha that the Chuvus Radvaz is mevur, that there's a difference. By a Yoledis, or even by a Chayle, there nobody holds that you make a bracha sh'asli nez mokim zeh. Why? It's not a nes, because Rav Chaylim and Rav Yoledis are alive. And the Aleph Beis, in order to make this bracha, you need a nes. So we're talking about, let's say, a person had an armed robbery. He was in a matzav of sakana. You can't say most people in an armed robbery come out okay. But the machlaikas is, according to the Shita Rishayna, Dafke, if the nes of the Hatzolah was the Malam Derech HaTeva, then you make a bracha. Doime to the Nisan that happened by Yamsuf, by Yarden, Uchadoime, and the way the Gemara brings, the person was in the Midbar and he was dying of thirst, and the Baruch Shalom made a Mayan come out of nowhere. That's a nes, Shalaika Derech HaTeva. But if the nes was Bederech HaTeva, for that, if the nes of the Hatzolah was Bederech HaTeva, for that you don't make a bracha. Whereas the second day you held, that even if the nes of the Hatzolah was Bederech HaTeva, but how gufa that the Rebbeinu Shloilem was mazmin, that in this minute the people should come by and scare off the robbers, that itself is also called a nes. But the Aleph Beis is you need a nes. Yoledes that gave birth, that's not considered a nes. Rav Yoledes stay alive. The Mishnah brings down from the Achronim that someone that had a nes, he should be mafresh tzedakah based on his capabilities, whatever he could be menadiv, and he should give out the tzedakah to loim the Torah, and he should say, "Hareini noisin zel tzedakah, v'hiratzin she'enechsha b'makom toide she'isi chayiv b'zman hamigdash." And he should also say the parsha of toide and the parsha of toide in the Torah. Now the Chayyim Mishabur is going over here, even according to the first day, even such a nes, which the Hatzolah was Bederech HaTeva also, because we saw before that even the Shita that holds you don't make a Baruchah Sh'asli Nisim on a nes where the Hatzolah was Bederech HaTeva, but Hagoyimel you do bench. Because for Hagoyimel, you don't need a nes gomer. And Toide, and the Birchas Hagoyimel is B'makom Karban Toide. So the Chayyim, who had then, according to the first Shita in the Shulchan Aruch, this parashas toide that the Mishabur is saying to say is applicable even in such a nes. And he fears, is the sakin beir. You should also do something beneficial for the bnei ear. It's mashmir, this is benoisif to giving the tzedakah. Every year at the anniversary of this nes, is boided lohidis Hashem yizbarach, v'lesmoyach u'lesaper chazdei. And it's mevur in Simon Tofresh Tzadik Zayin, that a suda that you make b'shvil hanes is considered a suda smitzvah, because every suda that was made l'zecher, nefloy, Hashem Yisbarach, is considered a suda smitzvah.